Guatemalans turned out in record numbers yesterday to elect a new president. Unofficial results indicate former dictator General Efraín Ríos Montt has placed a distant third, as polls had predicted. High levels of violence leading up to the vote had caused worry among observers that turnout would be low, but the day passed with only sporadic problems, and the outright winner could be wealthy landowner Oscar Berger. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports from Guatemala City.
Across Guatemala, in the pre-dawn darkness, citizens began forming quiet lines at the polls. In the working-class neighborhood of Santa Lucia, 30-year-old marketing student Catherine Valdez stood in a long queue with her mother, looking weary. By sunrise, she'd already been here 2 hours.
La gente está desesperada porque pareciera que es la primera vez que vamos a votar por la organización.
We're really desperate. From the disorder, you'd think this is the first time we've voted. There are too many people and not enough booths.
Thousands of election workers and public officials worked frantically to attend to the throngs of impatient voters. Participation was at 80%, twice what it was for presidential elections 4 years ago. Guarding the booths here in Santa Lucia, public ministry worker Rolando Dominguez said a spate of recent politically motivated killings hadn't scared citizens away.
It's unbelievable how many people there are. We've never seen this. We haven't even been able to have breakfast. The crowd's too big to take a break. In past elections, we'd sit around eating and waiting for people to show up.
Voters said they were frustrated with the current administration of Alfonso Portillo, whose Republican front has not reduced crime or corruption. The front's candidate is 77-year-old former dictator Ríos Montt. Unofficial quick counts indicate that General Ríos Montt, who seized power in a coup in 1982, has finished third. If preliminary estimates hold, Oscar Berger, a wealthy landowner and two-time Guatemala City mayor, will be sworn in as president on January 14th of next year. Berger at least assured passage to a second-round runoff, thanked his supporters early this morning. Today, together, we've begun to tear down the corruption and trickery, he yelled to a cheering crowd. Earlier in the day, 58-year-old local electronics repairman Jaime Castro, a small man with four daughters in tow, voted in Guatemala City for Berger, who has promised both to help poor farmers and increase foreign trade. Like many voters, Castro said he appreciated how Ríos Montt reduced crime over 20 years ago, but ultimately, he says, the price was too high.
Creo que hubo demasiadas violaciones a los derechos humanos en su gestión.
I believe there were too many violations of human rights during his rule, he said. It was an unconstitutional rule, so he was free to do what he wanted. Ríos Montt ruled Guatemala for 18 months during the height of the country's 33-year-long civil war, which ended in 1996. The general oversaw the annihilation of tens of thousands of mostly rural Mayan Indians as the government sought to crush Marxist rebels whose base of support was in the countryside. On the eve of Sunday's vote, the general maintained that polls showing him losing were wrong. At a late-night campaign rally in a crime-ridden Guatemala City neighborhood, he told voters to ignore pre-election tallies. The problem with these polls, he screamed, is that the people taking them will end up putting us in power. Ríos Montt has more than political office to lose should final results confirm his defeat. In January, his term as senator ends, and with it his immunity from prosecution on charges of genocide. There are currently cases pending against him in Guatemala and in Spain. Nationwide, election observers reported only sporadic problems of violence on Sunday. Official results for what could be Berger's outright victory are expected tomorrow. If he hasn't garnered more than 50% of the vote, he faces a runoff in December against center-left candidate Alvaro Colom. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Guatemala City.